This is the Miguel Show Uncensored. This is where we talk about any and everything, and there are no rules, rhyme, or reason to anything. My name is Miguel Fuller. I'm the ringleader of this little thing. We have Holly O'Connor, who's over to my left.
Oh, hello.
Well, hi, Holly. Hi. And then we have producer Jared over to my right.
What it is, hoes.
Oh, what it is, hoes. Now, just to let you know, if you've never listened to the Miguel Show Uncensored before, we record this in the Dove Studio, and since it is uncensored, you can cuss, but because I feel uncomfortable, because like if something bad happened, and I'm like, what if it went out on the air in the Dove?
You have to understand, the Dove is light favorites.
Yeah, so this is like Michael Bolton. Here's a little bit of what's playing right now. So, I just like for us to be a little careful, but we still do get crazy. I want to start the podcast off with what is all in our minds right now. We won't delve too deeply in it, but we sort of had a talking to by our boss yesterday where he said some parts of our show are unlistenable.
Yeah.
Which is hard to hear as anyone. I don't care what you do. If you make potatoes and your boss says you make bad potatoes, then you're like, well, hell.
You farm poor potatoes.
You farm poor potatoes.
Make the potatoes badly.
I want to say.
If you're in Idaho, you do.
That one's on Jesus.
Jesus made them potatoes
no,
bad,
Jesus
y'all.
Gave you the tools and he said, you better figure that out.
And so that was a little hard to hear yesterday. So we've, are correcting some things in the show. So this morning we were all like, it was a sucky morning.
Yeah.
It was kind of mentally hard to sort of get yourself together, but we'll get through it. But it made me think, like, let's just say, I like to put on the what if bubble. Cox Media Group came in here on Friday and they said, all right, thanks, but no thanks. Y'all are all let go.
I don't want to go through this again.
So what job would you do after this? Like, first, immediately, what would you do to sort of just make ends meet? And then what sort of career, like if you couldn't get back into radio, what would you do? Producer Jared.
I'd move away from here, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, I'd probably move out to California.
Oh.
That's always an option I have if
okay.
I wanted it.
Oh, wait, is there like a button you can push and all of a sudden you'll be ejected into California?
My family owns a bunch of apartment complexes out in LA, so.
Oh, your family's very rich. Wait, does your family have money?
They got some money.
What? Why you been holding out?
I don't know. I don't have any of that money. So.
I mean, who do we need to ask for some money?
A couple people, I guess.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I'd probably move out there and try to do something. I don't know what.
So would you try to like work in Hollywood, TV, porn?
Probably not porn. No,
you could do Puerto Rican porn.
Okay.
Yeah. There's this website I know called buylatino.com.
What?
Why do you know so much about porn all the time?
So
I really do know a lot about the porn industry. I've always said if I didn't do like radio, I would be a really good porn producer or director. Because I've watched so male porn, gay porn. I've watched so much of it. I know like when it's bad and it really just throws me off when it's bad. It makes me so angry. Holly, why do you look shocked?
I don't look shocked. I look exasperated.
Why do you look exasperated? You look like Kathy from the cartoon comics when she's like, woo. What's wrong?
I don't know. That just is so weird. You would not actually do that.
No, you wouldn't.
Why not? I know a lot about the porn stars, because the porn industry.
Knowing a lot about it, quote unquote, and actually going and doing it are two different things. And
true.
You would giggle the entire time.
Oh, girl, if it's a job, you got a job to do.
Oh, my goodness.
So what would you do?
I'd probably get into concert production. That's what I did before.
Oh, okay.
Before I was on radio, I did that and like trade shows and stuff like that, so
mm-hmm.
It's something to fall back on.
Holly, what would you do?
Okay, well, I have no fallback.
Oh.
And this is the problem. When we sort of were out of radio the first time around, one of my friends said, what do you put on your resume that would give you any sort of credibility for any other job? I speak well? I don't know. I have no skills and I have no training.
Arby's Unit 10.
I do have some skills from Arby's Unit 10 where they told me one of y'all sweep and one of y'all mop.
Okay, get on that drive-thru, girl.
And I'm very good at a drive-thru. Maybe I would do that. If I absolutely had to go make money somehow, I wouldn't mind going back to Arby's. No, actually, I would mind Arby's Unit 10 because you walk out of there smelling like the bun grease.
The bun grease? The bun Not even grease. Like the roast
No,
roast
I wish
beef.
You smelled like the roast beef, but you smell like that. There's like this machine that you, when you're moving quick, you grab both sides of the buns and you, it like it's a big bar that rotates and you mm-hmm. slide them on the little butter and then they toast. And that's what you smell like in my head.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you could always work at PDQ. They have a person with a microphone. You have mic skills.
Yeah, true. Mm. I would work at PDQ. Somewhere where I could use a mic. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
But I was going to say maybe Bed Bath and, not Bed Bath Man, Bath and Body Works, because I worked there once, and it's very delightful in there. It's very colorful and smells good.
Okay. Now, what would you try to, would you try to look for another radio job somewhere, or what would you
do? I mean, if that's an option, obviously, that would be my go-to. And always voice work. I do voice work on the side now anyway, so I would try to amp that up. I already have a website and everything, which I would then try to put more work into and reach out to connections and do voice stuff. So that, like, in a realistic world, I would try to do voice work for a living.
Okay, so you would be like, let me put my voice inside of a different people and make my voice emanate across the land.
I don't know if I'm going to put it inside people, but yeah, I'm going to use my voice.
That's more of what you want to do.
Yeah, I know. Like, everything is not sexual. I would really try to do voice work. That's what I would do.
I think immediately, like let's say that Friday they said, all right, we're done, bye. I would be an Uber or Lyft driver for a little bit. I would do that because you sort of determine your destiny with that. Then I would rip up my lease that I'm about to sign for my very expensive apartment that I would not be able to afford, and I'd be moving in with Holly.
Come on.
I'd be like, come on, girl. I'm moving back in.
Yes, we'll squeeze your bed in somewhere.
And
that's good because you can help out with rent. I need it.
I then would either explore going into TV, and I'm not exactly sure what that looks like, but I would really try hard to pursue that. And then also, I would also look into possibly becoming a college professor. Like, now that I feel like I've got 10 years of actually working under my belt, I would then see what sort of certifications I would need to get in order to teach communications at a community college or some sort of university or something.
That'd be good.
Yeah. So I don't know which one of those routes, but that got me thinking which we're not going to get fired. Like, nothing is happening. But, you know, like, whenever you get any sort of criticism, and especially because our new boss, I really like him a lot. Like, he honestly is... he matches our work style. Like, he's a hard worker, but he's very blunt about things, and he doesn't handle things with, like, a velvet glove. He's not like, well, maybe
he doesn't
should...
give a compliment sandwich is what you're telling.
No, he doesn't. He's not like, you did this well, you should try to work harder on this, but you still do this really well. Mm-hmm. It's more like, you suck! You suck! You suck!
And it was, the amount of suckitude was amazing.
And so then I tried to, like, ask a lot of questions to understand, because I feel like 5 years ago, I would have just completely shut down and been like, well, I just suck. Well, whatever. I just don't even need to try anything. I'm just sit here. I'm just cry. So I asked a lot of questions to understand, like, you know, well, what do you mean when you say we suck? He didn't say that.
No,
but, like, you know, when he was giving us instructions, I was like, well, what does that mean? I want to understand better. And apparently we did better today than what we did the day before. So, but of course, your mind always goes to, like, worst case scenario when someone says that, because you just hope that what you're doing and what you're putting out is perfect all the time. But it's not.
No.
It's not. It's
and
not.
We can always improve.
Exactly.
So there's that. Just it's hard when you're talking about a product that is yourself.
Yes.
That's why it's difficult.
Yeah. So, but it's all right. We'll get through it. This weekend, I talked about this a little bit on Monday's show, how Saturday night at my house, we had game night. And it was at the first part of it, it was just Hot Teacher and I and my friend Eric and his boyfriend, Gay Face.
What? Like, you know, that's not appropriate for you to say, because you wouldn't want somebody else to say that about him.
Well, no, but he owns it.
Okay.
I mean, but he, when we say Gay Face, he's just a very pretty individual in the face. Like, he just looks very, he has very effeminate qualities of his face, like his eyebrows and his eyes. And so that's why we call him Gay Face. That's all right. They call my boyfriend Gay Voice.
Oh, man.
I'm like, the moment they start calling me fatty, then I'll be really pissed off. They call me Gay Fat or something.
Gay Fat. Oh, my God.
But at the very beginning of the night, it was Hot Teacher and I, Eric and Gayface, and we're all playing this new game that Eric just bought called Never Have I Ever, the Game of Poor Life Decisions. So I thought that we would play a little round of this. I downloaded the app.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and so I
didn't
thought,
see this coming. I thought you were just going to launch into a story about Gayface, and I was settling in.
No.
Like, no. I don't know these people, but I'm going
to
hear about them.
I might just say, I thought we would play this. So basically, what we do is, hold on, I haven't read the instructions for this.
Oh, good.
To begin, pick the person with the coolest shoes. Okay. To begin, pick the person with the coolest shoes, and whoever is to the right of them starts the game. Why? Because no one likes a show off. To play, they must read the Never Have I Ever statement out loud and answer it truthfully by clicking the guilty or not guilty tab. Remember, there's only one rule to the game, no judgment. So who has the coolest shoes?
Not me.
I have my boots on, Holly. What happened?
What are your boots?
These are like just my regular boots. They're kind of soiled.
Do you get compliments on them?
When I first got them, you get compliments on yours.
Yes.
So to the right of you would be
you.
Me.
You. Oh. Okay.
That's just easier.
Yeah. You might as well go first.
All right. So here we go. Never have I ever the game of poor life decisions.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Never have I ever been to a church and bar in the same day. I'm gonna say guilty.
Ooh.
Because there was one time when I was 24, I think, and I went home to Atlanta, and oh, this was so awkward. There is a male strip club in Atlanta called Swinging Richards,
and
I went there on a Friday night, and then I went and woke up Saturday and went to church with my grandma.
Oh,
I felt so awful. Like it
That's
was
pretty rough.
It is because like as the preacher was preaching, I had like flashes of what had happened the night before.
No, we got it.
Wow. It was absolutely horrible. Yeah. All right, so I'm gonna pass this over my phone, and so then
I just hit a button.
Yeah, so it says where your turn is over, hand the phone to the next player, and then it says tap for the next question, okay?
Okay.
There you go. And then just explain the story behind
it. My question's already pulled up.
Yeah.
Let's see. Posted a picture on social media to make another person jealous.
Oh, have you ever done that?
Everybody's done that.
You have?
Yeah.
Now you have to press guilty on the phone.
Okay.
And then now explain the story.
I that's the thing. I don't think there is a story. That's just to me, that's a simple question.
Okay, then who are you trying to make jealous?
Oh, I think you absolutely have to make an ex jealous, a coworker jealous. I mean, that's just
give a specific time where you tried to make someone jealous.
I mean, probably like if I'm doing something that's kind of cool or something like that. I mean, I don't know. To me, that wasn't a great question. Sorry. That was
like,
a shitty question.
Shut it up. He said, shut it down.
And he just swore, so
the dove. Kicked off
the moss. Well, your song.
All right, Holly, I pulled up your question. Go ahead. And you have to say never have I ever.
Yeah, I got it.
With.
Never have I ever agreed to a new sex position and hurt myself in the process.
Oh, my. Are you guilty or not guilty of that?
By the way, Phoebe sent you a message. I don't know if you might need it
later.
Oh, did
she? Oh, okay, I'll look at it.
Never have I ever agreed to a new sex position and hurt myself in the process.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say not guilty because
not guilty.
I really can't think of a time where I hurt myself. That's not to say that I haven't agreed to a new sex position, but I don't think I was injured in it. So, sorry, lame.
That's fine. All right. Oh, I never have I ever had friends with benefits.
Oh.
Yes, I have.
So, guilty?
Guilty. I hit guilty, and it didn't turn out too well.
Never does.
It does.
No,
because this person liked me more than I liked them.
Someone always does.
And I knew it going into it, and I should not have done it. I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me respond to this message from Phoebe. It was just for 2 weeks. Sorry. It was just for 2 weeks. And so they liked me more than them, and I knew it, but at the time, I was going through a dry spell, and I was like, and I, you know what, I honestly, but I tried to, I was upfront with them from the very beginning. I said, listen, because I've been in your shoes way too many times for me not to be honest with you, so there is never going to be anything between us. There is never going to be anything between us. They still didn't get it.
No.
They still didn't
get
it.
Because you know why? You're doing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And I felt horrible.
Hate that. Like, you think it's going to be so good, and then it's not.
It's not. Oh, I felt so bad for that.
All right, so this is my question.
Uh-huh.
It's never have I ever had sex against a washing machine.
Oh,
and,
That's
just no, I have not.
You haven't?
I've had horrible questions so far. Like,
you're just not fun. You need to have
how
sex
am I not
against
fun?
Not guilty. Okay, not guilty
you
for him.
Find a washing machine.
All right, let's see here. Let's tap for next question, Holly. That's you.
Okay, hold on. Oh no.
Oh, what happened?
It went somewhere.
Uh oh.
Oh no.
Hold on.
Oh, I got it.
Okay.
Never have I ever lost my cell phone more than twice in one weekend.
Have you?
No.
No, not guilty?
No. I lost it once in a weekend, and I mean, I feel like once is enough.
I've lost mine.
Well, see, I don't go out that much two nights in a row.
Right.
So mm-hmm. I only really have one opportunity to lose it, and that's,
then you do.
And I take advantage of that fully.
My question, never have I ever gone an entire day without putting on any clothes. Oh, of course. Guilty.
What?
So guilty
what?
Of that.
You have naked How? Sunday or something?
Yes. The moment I moved out from with Holly and her ex-husband, I would just sit around my house naked all the time. It was a little weird at first because I was so used to always being clothed. But yes, I would just sit on my couch, bare ass, penis out.
Whoa.
What? On my couch. The one both of y'all have sat on before.
Okay, that's first of all, I don't want to sit on your couch anymore. Mm-hmm. Second of all,
I was clean though.
I've never been in an opportunity where I could be naked all day, I don't think.
That's true. I mean, because you've always lived with people. I mean,
well, no, you know what? That's not even true. I lived by myself for 4 years in Finley.
And you never just sat there naked?
No.
Why not?
What if someone came to the door?
Then you put on clothes. What do you think?
What, do you just have a pair of pants sitting next to you as you're naked on the couch?
I do. Actually, this happened on Sunday. This
dangerous.
Is after. How is it dangerous? It's your house.
I might get raped.
How are you going to get raped inside your house because you don't have any clothes on?
Someone's going to know. I'm more accessible. They don't have to fight with clothes.
You know, the only time I do get a little stressed out is I sleep naked. And I do think, like, what if there's a fire or, like, somebody comes in? And then, but I always have clothes nearby. So, like, on Sunday, somebody knocked at my door, and I was naked on the couch, and I was like, whoop, whoop, whoop. And I had to, like, get – and I had shorts and a shirt, and it took me 2 seconds to put all that on, and I was able to answer the door. So it's not that difficult.
Wow. Okay, noted.
I don't know. Can I get a different question? Because all of mine have been horrible so far. This one's not any better.
What's the question? I'm just curious.
The question is, never have I ever taken a nap and missed all my classes for a day?
Okay.
Oh, this isn't really
college
that.
Edition.
I'm about to say, the one that we had, the cards, right. It was like, never have I ever had a threesome.
All right. Oh. Let me skip that question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see.
Ooh, you skipped your classes.
Why is it not? It's not letting me go to the next. Oh, tap for next question.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is a good one. Never have I ever witnessed a crime and done nothing about it.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that.
Really? What crime did you see?
I've seen people, like, I remember in high school, like, I saw people, like, rob things and stuff like that. I'm not saying anything because snitches get stitches. Like, I ain't doing anything.
Oh.
Also, now, they're the one robbing me.
Oh.
Wow. Now, can we talk about the situation that you were involved in since we're talking about crime?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I just felt.
Thank you. I didn't know about all this.
Yeah, Holly had no clue because, you know, obviously producer Jared, or not obviously, Jared came from our sister station, 102.5
yes.
The Bone, and they frequently referenced the fact that, Jared, you killed someone.
Yes.
You, Holly just swallowed her water.
What's going on with Holly?
She just spit out her water.
Jared killed someone. Yes, that's correct. Someone has died.
Wow. So, Jared, can you give us the backstory behind this crime that not only did you see, but you committed?
I didn't commit a crime. Back in, I want to say, might have been 2012, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. To be honest, I don't know the exact year. I was driving down a road up in middle of nowhere, Pasco County. It was like around 2 o'clock in the morning. Going down this road, there's no lights on it, and a guy on a bike decided to come across the front of the car I was driving. He over the hood, over the windshield, everything like that. I didn't have reflectors on. I didn't see him. There was no lights on the road. I mean. it was pretty dark. And yeah, I mean, made contact with him, and he died right there at the scene of it. Yeah,
on impact, did he die?
I'm not sure. I never asked. So
were you by yourself?
I was, yeah.
And so how did authorities come? Did you call or what happened?
I did not. Or actually, I did. But somebody called the cops before I did, because as soon as I got out of the car, I was screaming. And from what I was told, is you could hear me screaming about a half mile away.
Jesus.
And so someone called the cops, and then I called the cops as well. I didn't even know where the guy was. Like that, because that's how dark it was out there. There was no lights and stuff like that. A couple other people that were behind me about a minute later, they pulled over. And then, I mean, it was really weird because I don't talk about this part. When I made contact with the guy, within a couple seconds later was a car coming the other way. So there's no clarification if it was me or this other vehicle. And that vehicle didn't stop. That just kept going.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So that person, obviously he was hit by your car, but then that person could have run over him.
Yeah, nobody knows.
Oh, my gosh. Ugh.
Yeah, so that's...
So do you remember the point of impact? Like, do you remember what you first thought?
No, I don't remember any of that. I remember... For the most part, I just remember the second I got out of the vehicle. I don't remember anything else before that.
Do you remember what your thought was? What was going through your mind?
No clue. No, I just remember I was screaming. That was it.
So when did you stop screaming?
I think once people were there, because I was in the middle of nowhere. There was no one around me and anything like that. So.
And do you remember what was going through your head at that time? Or when did you come conscious and you remember what was happening?
I think it's probably when the cops actually got there on the scene, which was probably another 10 minutes afterwards.
So were you just like sitting on the ground or on your car?
I remember I was walking, because I mean there was nobody out there on the road, so it was just me and the other people that arrived afterwards. And yeah, I just remember just kind of standing around.
What did the cops say to you?
This is the thing. They don't say anything to you for a while.
And really?
Yeah, I was out there for a long time. Yeah, the cops never really said anything to me until probably about 20 minutes before they were like, "You can leave." They sat me down in one of the cop cars, sat in the front seat, not the back seat, and kind of just asked me what happened. I told them, and right around that same time is when one of the cops, and I guess I wasn't supposed to hear this, walked up to the front door where the main investigator was, and said that they had found paraphernalia on him.
Drug stuff.
Yeah, said what. All they use is the term paraphernalia, right. And after that, they kind of wrapped it up almost from there.
Did you have to go to the police station and give a statement or anything?
No, they had me leave right from the scene.
So you just drove away?
No, I had somebody pick me up because my car, they had to tow the car.
Gosh. And yeah. So you never had to give any more statements, or were there any court cases or anything?
No court cases. I mean, I had to give it a statement to the insurance company. That was about it. And then I don't know. I don't even know if I still have it. I've always had the message from the cops in my phone. Yeah, I have it right here.
What does it say? Now, when did you get this message?
This it's dated in my phone November 29th, 2011.
And how long is this after the accident happened?
The accident happened in July.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. So there's all this time, you've had no correspondence with the police at all?
No, none at all.
And so all of a sudden, you just get this message?
Yeah. Let's see if I get it to play.
Oh, it's a voicemail?
Yeah, it's a voicemail.
Oh, my God. I am flabbergasted.
This is a couple of things covert with Florida Highway Patrol calling from Mr. Jared Day. This is in reference to the traffic crash that you were involved in. I did get the results back on your voluntary blood withdrawal. I've also completed the investigation. So I'm just calling to touch base with you on that, let you know what's going on. It is now Tuesday, the 29th of November. The time is 10 minutes to 11 in the morning, and I will try to give you a call a little bit later today. Thank you.
Yeah, I got that call. I remember I was actually leaving here, and I was driving back home. I gave him a call back probably a second later because I didn't have my phone in my pocket or probably something like that. And you're like, yeah, you're cleared. I mean,
I just like that. I I get, once again, because, you know, I don't know anyone who's been in that situation before. So I guess you just assume that, like, when you watch TV, that, like, there's, like, all these meetings and there's statements and there's rooms with a single light and someone's questioning you. There's a polygraph test. There's, I mean, all this stuff. And they're just like, you leave the scene and then you get that voicemail and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it happened, like, July, August, somewhere in that area. And, yeah, I didn't hear anything till almost the 1st of December.
Do you know what his name is?
No. I don't. I know, like people that, like, have had to deal with it, like my family and stuff. They know the name, but I don't know the name.
You chose not to know?
No, yeah, pretty much. I chose not to know.
Yeah.
And, like, I had a feeling of actually going after the county for the accident. Because it was a road that had no lights or anything like that. But, right. I mean, we kind of just said, you know what, let's just kind of... It is what it is, and I mean that's a bad way to kind of look at it, but
right.
there was nothing good that can really come out of me going after the county for the accident.
And did your family hear anything from the other person, the guys that passed away's family, or did y'all ever hear anything from that?
No, we never heard from his family. I mean, I know a little bit about them, but that's about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That, like, I've never known the backstory to it.
Sure.
Because on the bone, they're always like, Jared killed somebody. Like, they never, ever, like, asked those questions to see, like, what actually happened. How has it affected you?
I have PTSD. That's something that's messed me up pretty good. And then, like, one of the things I always come back to is what we started off the podcast talking about was, what do we do after radio? And
right.
I never, in the one very beginning of this, said that I would get back in radio because... I kind of know I can't. If it wasn't for being in this building, I have that black mark against me already.
Well, I don't think that's true.
To a certain extent, it is, because if you Google my name, that is the first thing that comes up. It doesn't come up radio stuff. It comes up, this guy killed a guy.
Yeah, but if you were to look deeper into it, like, not to point any fingers, but Miguel and I worked with someone who had some purposeful, serious things, and this was clearly marked an accident.
It was, but I mean, that's after I tell you everything that happened, because most people don't know everything that happened. That's, and so it is something that's, I guess, affected me, like, mentally. I mean, professionally, and a whole bunch of other stuff like that. So it's a difficult situation. But
do you think about it daily?
Yeah. I still I have awkward moments where, like, I'll be driving down the road and I'll start seeing things and stuff like that. So it is difficult.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Oh, it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
And even just we did it on the podcast, because I've always been curious and had all these questions, but just didn't know where to, you know, ask those questions. And of course, after a game of Never Have I Ever. My gosh.
Yeah, it's all good.
Poor thing.
It happens. It's life. I mean, it's a sad part about it, but.
Yeah. Oof.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's do a couple more questions.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. I feel let's end on a high note.
Right.
Oh, wait, hold on. Somebody just asked me.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Holly.
No, well, on last week's podcast, we said we were going to follow up with what happened with that whole debacle on the bone with Jared.
Oh, that's right. Yes. That's right. Because let's, Holly, give a little backstory on what happened.
Oh, Lord. There was this whole big thing, which started, I believe, with that story.
Yes,
on the bone,
it did.
Jared's story.
Yeah, it started with that.
And then, like, somebody on my Calta show was like, I think Jared smells. And they called us in. We're like, he doesn't smell. And I was like, awesome at freaking life. And I was like, sometimes Jared has bad breath. And then that turned into a whole thing. And then they somehow dragged Jared's girlfriend into it. And it was just obnoxious. It was obnoxious. And so then they were, the day after we recorded our podcast last week, they were supposedly going to clear some stuff up with Jared on the air. Now, did they or not?
Yes, yeah. Everything is fine now. One of the things they do over there at the Bone is a thing called Mike Calta's Punch Out. It's an event where they do, like, boxing and the people on the station do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the thing they want to do now that kind of steamed off of this, so.
Are you going to do that?
I have zero intent of doing that. I actually told one of the main promotions people at the Bone, I don't even plan on being there that day. It's all right. I mean...
You just don't want to be a part of it.
I not really, not at all.
Now, was everything squashed? Did you get to chat about it with them on the air?
Yeah, no.
What was the conclusion?
Yeah, I chatted with them on the air. They asked if I was mad at Mike Calta, and I went, no. I mean, I understand radio. We bust balls and stuff like that. to me, some stuff was a little more than I liked. But I mean, it happens. It's radio. It's not all hugs and kisses all the time on the air. So
not like we would like it to be.
No.
If Holly and I had our way, it'd be nothing but rainbows and
much to the exasperation of every program director ever.
So I know every person we've ever worked with who's like, y'all should have more conflict. I'm like, why can't we all just laugh and be happy?
Nobody wants to hear that, apparently.
No, people don't. I mean,
no, apparently not.
So, I mean, it happens. I wasn't really mad.
So how's everything with your girlfriend? Is she recovered?
Yes.
Because they said some really mean things about her.
Yeah, I know she didn't listen to all the audio. She really couldn't get through listening to all of the audio. I know they want her to be one of the people fighting at the thing, and she wants no part of that either. So
yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah.
We need to end on something happy.
Well, what were you going to say before I said all that? Didn't you say you got a text or a tweet or something?
You wanted to do like another question or?
Oh, somebody just asked me if I, someone said, do you have any contacts for hot guys, hard body people? And I was like, let me look and see.
Oh, like, so, do I know Zane's phone number?
I know, right? I was like,
Nick
okay.
Jonas, where you at? How about Zac Efron? Let me call you. What?
Let's see. This is not. I'm going back to Never Have I Ever. I don't like that one. Let's see here. Like, this is so tame compared to. Okay, here we go. We'll end on this one. Never have I ever thrown up in a taxi. Is anyone guilty of this? Or we'll say an Uber or Lyft or anything.
No, thank goodness. I did throw up on a school bus once, though.
Why?
Because I used to get morning sickness a lot.
Oh.
Ugh, it was awful too. I was a freshman in high school.
Oh no, that's such the wrong time to throw up on a bus.
Like,
everyone's,
if there's ever a right yeah. time to throw
you
up on throw a bus.
Throw up, girl, for the rest of your life.
No. Well, like, I feel like if you're a junior or a senior, like, you're like, oh, whatever, that's a little Holly, big crazy bitch ass. But when you're a freshman and you're like awkward and you're trying to like make a scene in high school and you're like, blah.
No, and it's just because I used to really get this morning sickness thing where if I woke up too early and or too fast, I would get sick. And actually, it happened to me this past Sunday, which is odd. It hadn't happened in a while. But yeah, and then I got on the bus, and my mom had been like, make sure you eat something. And I was like, I don't think that's a good idea. So I ate something and threw it right up.
Did they call you Pukey Holly back in the
No,
day?
Thank God. Like, I had been sitting in the front of the bus, and not a lot of people saw it, I don't think. So I was really quiet about it.
Pukey Holly.
Thank God that didn't happen.
Oh, poor thing.
So anyway, that's the closest I've ever got, but I have thrown up quite a bit in my life.
Oh, girl, please. Drinking since college. Like, before that, I think once when I was in elementary school, I remember being on a swing outside for recess and throwing up. And then I remember another time, this was like first grade. This is why I don't drink chocolate milk, because you know you have those memories
that just
sears in your brain. And I remember I think one of my friends didn't want his chocolate milk, so he gave me his, and so I had two, and in my little first grade stomach, like, that just didn't go really well. And so I remember puking all down the hallway, and everyone was like laughing. I've never taken a sip of chocolate milk since then. Like, I was like, ooh, like, I would drink strawberry milk, but whenever there was chocolate milk, I'd be like, nope. Pass on that.
Pass.
All right, we're done. Everyone satisfied?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Are you sure, Holly?
Yeah.
You look crazy.
Why do I look crazy?
I don't know. You look crazy. What's wrong?
I'm sorry. I'm still coming down a little bit off a crazy day. That's all. It's Tuesday.
Okay.
It's fine.
You sure?
Yes, I am fine.
You want to get anything off your chest before we go?
Does it look like I need to get anything off my chest?
I don't know. I'm just asking the question. I didn't even look at you in the face when I said that. I was looking down.
I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm going to ask you two more times. Are you sure, Holly?
There's nothing that I need to get off my chest. I'm okay.
Okay. Producer Jared?
No, I'm good. Actually, I have a tease for the next podcast.
You have what?
I guess a tease for the next podcast.
Oh, what's that?
I mean, you guys know this, and not many other people do, but the show would have been down a member a couple weeks ago. And it's not now. But
oh, that's right.
We can talk about that.
That's right. We almost lost someone on this show.
Yeah.
That is true. We haven't talked about that. Oh, that's next week on the podcast. Wait, I can't get too excited.
You do not
get
too loud.
We're not allowed to do that anymore.
Sorry.
I will keep you level right here.
This is the Miguel Show Uncensored. We will see you next week.